Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
28152.
And what is your first and last name?
John Surratt.
Okay, thank you. Just allow me one moment. And may you please verify your address as well?
313 Tony Street, Shelby, North Carolina, 28152.
Thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you placed an order for the Smart Fitness Tracker. How can I help you?
I want to cancel all of that. I didn't mean to order. I didn't order none of that stuff with it. So I want to cancel all of that right now.
Okay. Well, with the fitness tracker, it is a it does help with your daily weight loss goals. I can provide you with the full 30 days to get a chance to try to watch out.
I want to cancel all of that. I don't want any of those charges.
Okay.
I didn't mean to get that, and it didn't give me a chance to decline or nothing.
Okay, well, what if I could do this to provide you with the 35% discount?
I want it all off. I've already contacted the credit card company to decline that. So you might as well go ahead and stop the shipment now and never ship it. Cancel the order.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charges?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, being that you've already disputed the charges, what you'll need to do, you'll need to contact your financial institution. Well, you'll need to call back in with your financial institution online in order to receive a refund.
if you cancel the order, it won't refund it back on there. That's all you got to do.
Okay, well, being that you mentioned that you disputed the charges already, what you'll need to do, you'll need to call back in with your financial institution online.
No. You need to just cancel it right now.
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and get it canceled out, but to receive the money back, being that you mentioned you disputed the charges, you'll need to call back in with your financial institution on the line.
Well, you can re-put that back on my account, on my credit card. What you've just charged, you can take it right back off. I know that. So go ahead and recount that back on my card. Okay. Hello.
Okay. You'll still need to call back in with your financial institution.
No, I don't. I'm just telling you that. I'm just to keep from having to go through a big mess. Put the money back on my card. It'll save your company going through with a MasterCard account that could hurt your business dealings with others if they see that you've got issues like that. So save us all some trouble here and just put the money back on my card and it'll all go away.
Okay. Being that you did mention that there has been a dispute filed, you'll need to call
back. Listen to me. All I was doing is telling you that I want the money put back on my card, and I thought that'd be the easiest way. I haven't talked to anybody yet, but I know I can. I can dispute it, and it won't get, you know, your company will have to go through an explanation and all this, that, and the other. So save us all some time and just go ahead and put the money back on my card, and we'll forget it. You guys have got an illegal way of doing things. When I thought I was going to get that watch for filling out the survey, which didn't happen, you've got all kinds of tricks to go through getting people's money. You there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Do you understand what I'm asking for?
Yes, sir, but however, being that you did mention
the
charges, you were still
but
need
I
to
haven't.
Have
I'm
with your bank on the line.
Being that you
did state that you did in the beginning, you'll still need to call back in with them on the line to verify that.
Ma'am, you've got the authority right now. It's only been less than 10 minutes since this order was put in to begin with. It just immediately hit my credit card. And so you've got the authority before your company does anything to just put that right back and cancel the order. You're going through all this trouble over $34.92. Doesn't make sense to put everybody through this.
Okay, well, your account, it has been canceled, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have
wait a minute, ma'am. Hello? Don't hang up on me. You just said you canceled it, but you didn't put the money back on my card.
Because you will need to call back in with your bank on the line to receive the refund.
Why?
Because you mentioned
when you know
the charges.
I told you I didn't do that.
Okay, well, sir,
I said I was threatening to do that.
No, sir, you said you did.
Can I speak with a supervisor?
We all follow the same protocols on the account.
Sorry, do what?
We all follow the same protocols on the account.
Somebody in that organization should have the authority to give me my money back when I didn't mean to order this mess.
Yes, sir. All you have to do is call back in with your bank on
I don't want to have to go through getting my credit card company involved if I don't have to. And I shouldn't have to. When your company has done nothing so far, to place the order, and you've just canceled it, so give me my money back, and we'll all be happy. If you don't, it's going to end up, I'm going to go through a big mess with the credit card company, I'm going to contact Amazon and let them know what kind of deal you guys are running off of Amazon. That I'm sure they're not going to be happy to hear all this. Can we just do this and get it over with?
Ben, that you have already mentioned that you disputed the charges.
Quit telling that lie.
You will not be able to receive your refund until you call back in with your car company on the line. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Do not hang up on me, ma'am.